Escape the room, employees. What is the weirdest thing you've seen someone do in one of the rooms? Oh wait, I thought of another. Anizo, we do proposals. Ring in the final puzzle box. Proposal signs. Whole package deal. People love it. Dude calls up to set up a proposal. I ask what room he wants, etc. So then I tell him the total price to book out the entire room for the proposal. He says he just wants to buy the two tickets for him and his girlfriend. I tell him we can't have strangers playing a game, that their experience is impacted slash altered by the fact that there's a proposal going on. Proposal happens in an escape room. There's no longer a game. It becomes about the proposal. I know this because I've seen it happen 100 times. Anyway, dude refuses to buy out all of the tickets. Says he wants strangers to be there. He's not going to buy the other 4 tickets. I hand the phone to my manager. They hash out details together. Over the next 3 weeks leading up to the proposal, this guy calls every single fucking day. There's nothing else to figure out. We've got it all set up, but this guy's constantly badgering us. The big day rolls around. He arrives early so he can hide out, and this dude is a kid. Like, pimple-faced, voice cracking, hair growing in weird places kind of kid. Everybody in the control room is talking about him because he's been a thorn in our collective sides for weeks, and we are speculating about telling him marriage at his age is a horrible idea, but whatever, it's too late. So he hides. The girl and her friends show up, they get started, and we stash the dude in the second hidden room that they'll eventually end up in. Everybody crowds around a monitor to watch, and this guy pulls out a bouquet of flowers and unfurls a sign that says name redacted, will you go with me to prom? And the entire staff loses their collective shit. Weeks of constant pestering, endless phone calls, and the most stressful proposal deal we've ever put together. For a fucking prom-pizzle. She said no. Escape room employee here. In one of our rooms, we have an actor pose as a spy, and the people in the room had to solve a case to figure out who the traitor was. After they finished the puzzles, it turns out the traitor was actually the spy the actor was playing. The spy then pulls an obviously prop gun, orange tip and whatnot, and the group has to defuse a fake bomb. One of the groups that did this room was a police squad that was doing this to Bond. When the actor pulled the fake gun and said some cheesy lines, the actor was promptly tackled and restrained until the cops realized it was all a game. Edit, it's defuse and not diffuse. I'm a dang old goofus. I own an escape room, and I once guided couple into one of our more moody ambience room, and they told me we would totally base a sex dungeon off this vibe. See, you even have a desk in here to get started. Also, you see people's true parenting skills. My favorite quote is from a lovely family that went into a room, and 5 minutes in, the father gathered his overager children and told them, you're being assholes. We're in a huge tech area and we get a lot of corporate groups with some very important people. A week ago we had a Fortune 500 CEO through, and he walked up to my staff and started bragging about his 50,000 Instagram followers, basically trying to impress college kids. We definitely giggled about that one, especially when we looked him up and he had like 300 followers. But hey, he killed it in the room. We give people a box for them to bring in so they can store their belongings while they play. One time, about halfway in, an inquisitive older man started going through their own stuff. He pulled out a purse and shouts, guys, guys, I found some. This is our stuff, isn't it? It was hilarious. Former escape room employee here. I worked the room that was based on an old Western bank heist. The room was separated into 2 sections like a normal bank is: the customer area, where you normally go when you enter the bank, and the banker area, where you go when you are a bank employee. Well, the 2 areas are separated by a wall-type fence, thus resulting in about 1 foot of empty space between the end of the fence and the ceiling. You can probably tell where this is going. This group was stumped on how to solve the code on the door leading into the banker area, so one goes, can't we just climb the wall? I immediately sprung into action and frantically ding them over and over. There is a TV where you receive clues, and when you hear the ding, that means there is a new clue. Unfortunately, this was a group of two different bookings, so one group read the message, but was too timid, or didn't care to relay the do not climb message I was spamming them with. In about a second, a man climbed the wall, and got into the second part. I ended up having to open the door, go in and let him out. I think they all saw I was steaming, because they apologized after. I told them I'm just glad no one got hurt, because that could have been really bad. Also, when a group of 10-year-olds left me this gem, http://imgur.com/40j2v. For some reason, people like to put the flashlight that one of our rooms has in their mouth when they know they aren't the only ones who have used them. Some people put them between their legs, in the crack of their ass as a joke, and not to mention just roll around the ground a majority of the time. Besides that, I've seen relationships almost fall apart. One couple insisted on going into our most challenging room, just the two of them, and we let them know this was probably not going to be a good idea or enjoyable for them, but they didn't really care. You could tell the guy wanted to impress the girl, but both of them were dumber than rocks. I had to sit for an entire hour watching them get literally nowhere through the first puzzle, arguing with each other, and then sitting in moments of awkward silence. I offered to give them help, and said I would just tell them, if they wanted at this point, but they refused. Also, people love to not listen to our disclosure we have to give, before we send groups into rooms and kick in our air vents and break through our drywall and ceilings, when we specifically say not to, and put tape that says not a part of the game in bright yellow colors. Employee here. One group gave up after 5 minutes, and decided to drink alcohol rest of the game. They paid €120 for the game. It was only a one-off escape room I designed for a university society event, but one guy was so desperate to find clues he tried to disassemble the wooden casing around a radiator. It scared me, because I didn't own the room we were doing this in, so I could have been on serious trouble. Finally, my time to shine. We had a group that was evidently high. They weren't disruptive or anything, so we just briefed them and took them to their room. So far, so good. We have cameras and microphones inside the rooms, that way we know what hints to give out. Another important thing is that the room they were at had a small fountain, and since the particular aesthetic of this room was dusty, that water was filthy. I'm talking murky brown yellow, mud water. At one point, one of the guys says he is thirsty, and proceeds to stick his mouth onto the fountain stream, and take a hefty gulp of the shit water. We spend a second of shock/guffaw, and tell them that drinking the fucking water isn't part of the puzzle. The guy reads the hint and just says that's alright. He proceeded to do the same thing 4 times, and drank the whole fountain. Small fountain, but still like a gallon of mud water. We've had more inconvenient things happen, but that still remains as the worst thing I've ever seen. Went to an escape the room with some friends on Friday. My one friend took his shirt off 4 times. The crazier thing that happened though was how we solved it. We were supposed to get the word Waterloo from a series of clues, and use a dictionary to find that the Battle of Waterloo was in 1815. Use that 4-digit number to get a key that let us out of the room. Well, we got the word Eaterloo instead of Waterloo. We assumed that it was an anagram, and we used a word scrambler to get the word aerolite from it. Using the dictionary, we found that aerolite was invented in 1815. Well, we got the key and we confidently told the employee how we figured it out. He was dumbfounded. I'm not exactly sure what the odds of solving the room like this is, but if someone could solve that for us, that'd be dank. My friends and I have been trying to figure it out since it happened. Did a space station themed room. We got paired with a mother and her adult sons. The sons did just fine, but mom was clueless. There was a prop fire extinguisher on the wall that she was certain had to be for something. For an hour she wandered around aimlessly carrying a fire extinguisher. I worked at a room escape place for a year in grad school. I learned very quickly to give thorough warnings at the start of each show that breaking things, assaulting actors, this was trapped in a room with a zombie, and sexual harassment were not cool. Yes, literally had guys harass the fucking zombie mid-show. Perhaps the most interesting phenomenon I noticed was just how much personality factors into the teamwork involved. I've seen a lot of shy people or people otherwise lacking in confidence be completely on the right track, only to be steamrolled by the loudest, more confident, strongest personalities in the room. Maybe it shouldn't have come as so much of a surprise, but I watched perfectly smart, reasonable people actively ignore good points, logic, and strong evidence in service of a cult of personality of charismatic players. The whole thing felt like a depressing study on group dynamics. Edit, changed hit onto Harris for greater accuracy. I've explained circumstances in follow-up comments. Finally, an ask credit I can help with. I have too many stories for the escape room I help manage. One situation quickly came to mind when I read this. In our prison style escape room, we have a laser maze that players need to crawl/climb through to deactivate and move forward. Two players are required to finish, or so I thought, the laser maze, because there are three buttons to be pressed, where the third button is out of reach from the other two. A family came in to play our game with a younger boy, a very fit, relevant girl in her early 20s, their parents, and their grandfather who had some disability that required him to use those crutches that wrap around your forearms. So they play through and get to the laser maze. The girl got through fairly easily, but they needed to move fast since the timer was running. The young boy had a great idea. Here, use grandpa's crutch. At which point he takes the crutch straight from grandpa and slides it past all the lasers to his sister at the other end. I was fascinated at this point, but even with the crutch it was a long stretch to hit them all. The girl took a second to find the right spot on the floor, planted her foot there, went into a perfect perpendicular stretch with one foot on the ground, one foot on the far button, on hand on the middle button, and finally reaching the last button with the crutch. That family came out of the room so proud, and she boasted to the family about her daily yoga, almost convincing me to sign up for yoga, because it was so impressive. That was one of the most creative and weirdest successful solutions to a puzzle I've seen in my years working there. We used to have a giant banana as a mascot, and once we had a group of kids that were intoxicated, and the one of the guys in the room started crying, so we decided to let him hold it. So the guy cuddled with it on the ground and fell asleep about 10 minutes into the game. Had the time of his life. Started working in an escape room around 3 months ago. This is not really a weird thing, but more a cute one. One day a dude called and told us he was proposing to his girlfriend and that they were both huge fans of escape rooms. So my boss and came up with a cool idea how we could change our escape room to make it more romantic, and that at the end of the escape they wouldn't find the key of the room, but the ring and a bottle of champagne. We also told the dude the solutions of some of the puzzles to make sure they would actually come to the end of the room. It was the cutest thing I have ever seen. The way these two worked together in the room, and how excited the dude was when they found the ring and the champagne at the end and he asked to marry her. They were both in tears, so were my boss and I. She said yes. After that they stayed with us for a bit, before heading their own way. It is still one of my favorite evenings, and one of the reasons I love my newfound job so much. Actual escape room employee here. The weirdest thing I saw was a young couple in our hardest room. They asked for our hardest, who when they couldn't solve our puzzles took off their shoes and just sat down and talked. When I would send them hints to get them to start playing again, the lady would call me a commie. It was weird. For example, the lady would pick up a red clue paper that goes with a pyramid puzzle. They would stare at it, then put it to the side. I type in a hint, the red papers go with the pyramid. She looks up the screen. We were getting to that. Commie, I'm not a communist, and the room isn't communist themed in the slightest.